the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith. As I always say, state's number one podcast. I'm talking about the state of Kansas, right? The number one podcast in the state of Kansas. What makes it so great is because the guest that comes on, those of you who listen, at the time when you listen, that makes it number one at that particular time. So, later on today, we're looking at Sam Speck being on the show from KGSO Radio, who called the game last night between Mays South and Mays Eagles. Crosstown rivals, battle for Mays Road. Also coming up, player spotlight from Mays High School, committed to Butler County on a football scholarship, but he has a pretty good game on the basketball court, too. Darius Felton, I had the opportunity to be at the game, so I have to say that had it not been for that interview with Coach Joe Jackson that I had last week, I probably wouldn't have been at the game. I probably would have been in the game, I just don't know if I would have been that one. Thanks to Coach Joe Jackson and his encouragement, I told him I was going to come check out a game. Couldn't have picked a better game to check out than the game last night. I can tell you this, according to people that called in on radio shows, I'm not going to name drop, but they said if you want to see a good game, and there might be some chippiness between the players and chippiness between the coaches, and you know, it was a little bit chippy, but it wasn't enough to classify this game as a chippy game. It was a good competitive game. Mays actually led the game at halftime, and one of the things I saw when the Mays High School players were going off the court, I guess somebody from the upper deck or the upper rafters that hang over the court must have said something, and one of the players just simply pointed to the scoreboard as Mays held a one-point lead. But they end up succumbing to Mays South, and it was also homecoming night. I believe that score was, what was that final score? It was 40-something to 20-something. It was not close in the end. And I think it's just the fact that Mays South had the better athletes. They had a lot of size to contend with, and I believe some of that size and length altered a lot of their shots and a lot of their game plan. It was, like I said, it was one heck of a game to be in. And the atmosphere of the game, man, all I can say, if you never go to a Duke Blue Devil game, just go to a Mays South game, and that'll be the Cameron Crazies 2.0. Trust me. They bring the excitement. It was a packed house, of course, you know, it being a rival game, Mays against Mays South. Of course, it's going to bring everybody from the towns together. Crosstown rival. And I mean, I don't know if they had this particular player picked out for the Mays team, but every time he brought the ball up court, they would always shout, "Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it." Well, there was one particular play where that kid, they was encouraging to shoot it, drove it to the basket, shot it, and made it, and it momentarily silenced the student section. Notice I said momentarily silence the student section. But they were, you know, now I was sitting by a lady or sitting around a lady, and sometimes they would chant, "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?" And the older lady, she was older than me, discovered she was older than me. She didn't look like she was older than me, but she was older than me. She said, "That was just so disrespectful." But I don't think the kids really did anything that disrespectful. They were just having fun. Nobody seemed to take offense to, at least on the court. You know, the players, like, you know, you're wound to block that kind of stuff out. One of their other famous chants was, "You can't do that," you know, a bad foul. "You can't do that." So, you know, they were just being typical Cameron indoor crazy. So, you know, we're right now, I'm just killing time waiting for Darius Felton to give us a call back. What I can do, since this is also tied in with the high school full court press, what I can do is I can bring up some high school news. Looking at the scores, we have them right here, courtesy of Vipe Kansas and Joanna Chadwick. She is just so hardworking and dedicated to what she does. But anyway, Friday's high school basketball games for February the 2nd looks like this. So Abilene knocks off Marysville 62-41. Andale cruises past Augusta 54-35 as Austin Ballman scored 16 to lead Andale. Albert scored 13 for Augusta. Andover 68, Valley Center 52. Andover's Blake Rucker scored 26 points, and Josh Kim had 16. Quincy Bradford, 15. Sonar had 21, and Willow 16 for Valley Center. Andover Central, 64. Eisenhower, 47. Jaden Brown hit 4 threes and scored a game-high 27 points for Andover Central. Eisenhower was led by Blues 16 and 11 apiece from George and Schneider. Bennington 48, Cedric 30. Bennington's Eli Lawson scored 15 and Talon Pickering 10 for Bennington. Bueller 65, Eldorado 56. Conway Springs 39, Garden Plain 34. Derby 50, Salina Central 47. After 9 ties, including at the end of the first, second, and third quarters, and 6 lead changes, Derby closed out the game. The Panthers took the lead for good on Caden Franklin's 2 free throws. He finished with 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Jack Ewelling scored 17 points. Desmond Gibson led Salina Central with 13 points, and Thomas McClendon had 12.8 rebounds. Goddard 55, Kansas City 45. Goddard's Jake Jasnowski scored 14. Logan Davis 12 and Nick Rogers 11 in the win. Ark City's Kamari Jennings hit 4 threes and scored 17 points. Halstead 47, Larned 42. Haven 57, Lions 33. Heston 54, Hillsboro 35. Hutchinson 68, Salina South 57, Terrell King scored 16, Jax Hinea 12, and Devin Spiller 10 in Hutch's win. Hutchinson Central Christian 49, Pretty Prairie 41, Independent 48, Kingman 35, Capon 61, Wichita West 34, Oxford 58, West Elk 53, as Maddox Marino scored 17 and Uriah Tillipog 15 for West Elk. Mays 49, Mays South 49, Mays 27, with Mays leading 16-15 at the half. Mays South Michael Cates hit 4 of his 5 three-pointers in the second half, finishing with the game high 20 points. Game I was in attendance of last night. McPherson 71, Wichita Collegiate 62. McPherson was led by Corey Mueller, 19.6 steals. Kaiden Thompson, 16 points, 9 assists, 4 steals. Owen Powell, 14 points. Gabe Powell, 12 points. Collegiate's Sebastian Hines to Turner had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and James Shackelford had 14 points, as did Carter Drumright, who hit 3 of 6 from 3. Mountain Ridge, 60, Inman, 35. Creighton Knitz scored 18 points for Mountain Ridge. Bear Modelmog and Henry Hecox each had 11 each, and LT Schmidt 10. Smoky Valley, 66, Nickerson, 58, Wichita Heights, 56, Wichita East, 29, TJ Williams, Wichita State commit, scored 22 points to lead Heights. Williams also had 9 rebounds, 3 blocks, and Chase Robinson, 11 rebounds. Ishmael Berry scored 11 for East. Wichita Northwest, 63, Bishop Cowell, 47. Eli Benning and Jerome Henderson each scored 20 for Northwest, and Jace Glasper had 10. Mickey Brand scored 16 to lead Bishop Carroll. Winfield, 72, Clearwater, 47. And that rounds out the scores I have as far as the boys' list is concerned. So what I am actually going to do right here, I'm actually hoping to get Darius on. And if not, we will go to a break and come back and give you the girls' score.
Yo, hello.
Hello.
Oh, well, I'm not at the phone right now.
Okay, so he is not available as of yet. So what we will do is we will take us a break. And when I come back, we will give you the girls' score, and hopefully between that time, we can find one Darius Felton and get him on here, clear a spotlight. Later on, like I said, we will get Sam Speck on. So we have a full show, full slated show today here on A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. So stay right here. We'll be right back after a word from my sponsor.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
welcome in to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. As I always say, the state's number one podcast. What makes it number one is you who listen to it and those who are guests on the train ride. And I have the guest I've been looking for. Saw him last night. He's committed to playing football at Butler County. But I can't help but to ask this question once I get him on air. As good as he plays on the court, how many coaches have looked at him as far as being a basketball player? So, on my show today, for the Player Spotlight, May South High School, Butler County commit, none other than Mr. Darius Felton. Sir, how's it going?
Going good. Coming off a pretty high after the win last night against Mays.
Good to have you on today, man. I know this is like, who is this guy wants me to be on his podcast? I never heard of him, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to get that. But I tell you what, I was thoroughly entertained last night, and I'm going to tell you how that came about. So I had your coach on, Coach Joe Jackson. I always put respect on that coach versus like saying Mr. So I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to have to come out and check out a game. I said, it's going to be on a Friday. He said, good. He said, this will be a good Friday to do it because it's against our rival, Mays. And first thing I want to say, when I got there for part of the girls' game, the student section, and I'm going to say this again because I said this in my first segment. If nobody gets a chance to go to Duke University and experience the Cameron Indoor Crazies, all you have to do is go to Mays South, because y'all's student body, y'all's student section, is the closest thing to the Cameron Indoor Crazies. They bring the atmosphere, and I'm pretty sure you guys feed off of that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We love it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Darius Felton. We could talk about Darius the football player, Darius the basketball player. You're committed to Butler County. I believe tight end, 6'5", good big target. How do you channel your football emotions so it doesn't spill over into the basketball game?
I mean, sometimes it's hard. Like, I still got like that football competitive where I can just go out there and hit someone. So sometimes I'll pick up a few cheap fouls, but usually I'm pretty good at keeping my cool and just adapting to what sport I'm playing at that time. But
and that was one of the things I noticed, because there were some people on talk radio. They said, if you're gonna see a good game, and it might get chippy between the players, it might get chippy between the coaches, which I have to say, the coaches were very good. The coaches were very professional, very sportsmanship-like. And the way they were saying it may be chippy, it wasn't as chippy as, you know, especially it being Crosstown Rival, the battle for Mays Road, as I called it. That's my hashtag out there on Twitter. But I seen just a few instances, and I'm like, I seen you put your hands up like, ref, I ain't doing nothing. Referee had to pull you another young man aside and say, look, keep it clean. But the one thing I noticed when halftime rolled around, because it was a very tightly contested game, Mays had a 16-15 lead. Somebody, I assume, said something from the rafters, and one of the Mays players pointed at the scoreboard. But then when it was all said and done, you guys came out with the large margin of victory. So what was said at halftime to change things around?
Well, our coaching staff, man, they're just so good. Like, our guys, Coach JV and freshman, and Coach Tyler and Coach Allen,
yeah,
they're really good at just getting us fired up at halftime, and they know what to point out and tell us what we need to do to accomplish, like, our goal and stuff. So, really, we're all in there before, and the coaches wait before they come in, so we all self-reflected. We talked to teams, us players, what we need to do, what we need to improve, and then that's when the coaches come in. They kind of lay into us and get us fired up, but
absolutely. So let's talk about you, the athlete. So you've been playing football for how long?
I started in third grade. I started playing padded football in third grade.
And what made you also decide to play basketball?
Growing up, my friend always played, and he had a traveling team. His dad was like the coach of a traveling team, and he was like, hey, like, you know, you're a pretty tall kid. You're obviously my friend. So he asked me to come play for that team. That was in like second grade, so started playing basketball for like a little traveling team in second grade, and ever since then I've just kind of liked it. So,
all right, so here's the $1 million question. Only reason I say that, because we're looking at NIL deals and know, name, image, and likeness. So that's why I'm going to say, here's the million-dollar question. So you got an offer to play at Butler County, which you are committed to Butler County, which that got my attention. Of course, I also want to point this out, that way if there's any young people listening, he's not just good on the football field and not just good on the court, but he also values the importance of education. He has a good grade point average, so I want to put some emphasis on that. But seeing that you're committed to playing football, have anyone thrown any offers to you to play basketball?
No, not yet. I wouldn't be against it, but not yet. I haven't really like posted film or anything or for that for basketball, but you know, who knows? Maybe one of the basketball coaches at Butler says something and they just walk on that team. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the future will bring, but not quite yet.
And you know, I'm gonna say this, I could pretty much see that happening. I'm gonna say it like this. You never know when a team may end up shorthanded and the coach is like, I need at least a couple of extra bodies to fill out this roster, and then someone gets wind, well, you know, Darius, he's also played basketball, he's just a year removed, we could probably insert him on the roster. So never say never. I've lived long enough, I'm 56 years old, I've lived long enough, I've seen that actually happen at the major college level. So you know, you got that, I want to say you got that gift. I seen you guys playing last night. The one thing I noticed though, I seen some high-low action with one to pop up at like near the top of the key, and you get the guy down low in the post. I seen that play ran a few times. So, is that one of y'all's go-to plays there? Because y'all have the size and the length that will disrupt a lot of teams.
Yeah, so we really like to utilize our size because, you know, we outsize a lot of the teams in the state. So we run like a little high-low action to – there's about three of us, four of us that can run that play pretty well and kind of bully our matchup at that time. So we look for whoever has the best matchup and we kind of just go at that.
So it's about pretty much exploiting matchups. Y'all also have a pretty good point guard. Let's just say that three he was stroking in the second half. I mean,
Yes, sir. He had like 15 at the end of the second half.
Right. Like, what was he, like 4 or 5 in the second half on 3 points? Cates, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Michael Cates.
From what I'm hearing, one of the top point guards in the state of Kansas as well, too. And with that high-low action that y'all run, that just pretty much opens up things for a good outside shot because we're living in an age where everybody wants to shoot three-pointers. Mm-hmm. Even if they can't shoot them, they want to shoot it. But the way I seen y'all's offense run it, it was within the design and within the flow of the offense, not just someone playing hero ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that's something that the coaches emphasize. You know, if you have it, take it. If it's within the flow of the offense. And what I also liked about talking with your coach, he said y'all have like more of a traditional, also a little bit of analytic style play in y'all's game where y'all like to work it from the inside out, but if the outside shot is there, then it's when you take it. So how is y'all's game plan actually constructed? I want to hear it from the player perspective since I got the coach's perspective.
Yeah, so we really like to just bang it inside and get what we can get, and then once they start taking that away and like, you know, doubling down and stuff and trying to dig and stuff, that's when we start kicking it out to our shooters and really expanding our offense. And you know, we like to get to the foul line, shoot some free throws, and so we really just have like a versatile offense where we just bang it down low and then kick out for some shots. We got some good shooters surrounding our bigs, so
yes, yeah, that I will say. I think I even seen you step out and take a 3-point shot too as well. But I mean, you got people like you. You got Michael Cates. You got Sam Dressy, who's also a football player as well too. You guys have a stacked lineup, and thus far, if I'm correct, you guys are undefeated. So I'm pretty sure the goal right now is to finish strong, but also bring back the trophy.
Yes, sir. No ring, it doesn't mean a thing, so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, on my show once again, Darius Felton, Mays High School. So what is it that you look to get from your college days? I know the journey starts at Buck County. What is it you're looking to get from your college days?
So coming out of high school, I actually picked up a few offers early. I got an offer from Ball State, and then I got an offer from Western Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I was actually considering going to Western Illinois, but then they had a coaching staff change. And I kind of just decided to bet on myself, and I wanted to take the JUCO route to see if I could first get my education and then try to, you know, transfer out and go somewhere bigger and better and look for bigger things. So that's kind of what my mindset was coming out of high school.
And Butler is traditionally one of those good powerhouse programs. Of course, their biggest rival is that school that's a little bit west of here, Hutch. So I know there's going to be some guys on that Hutch team that you played, either played with or played against in your high school days, which is going to rekindle some of them old rivals. The one question I want to ask you, because like I know that you got a good grade point average, and you know, people would expect a person of my age to, you know, emphasize the importance of a good education, but I want them to hear from you, what is the importance of a good education coming from a young man like you who plays sports?
Education is everything. Like, that's really what sets you up in life. Like, you can't play football, you can't play basketball forever. So you really want to just set yourself up and be able to pursue a career that you're going to enjoy and also going to make pretty good money with. So I would say education is huge.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, I want to thank you once again for being on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. We will definitely keep up with you throughout the remainder of this year. We'll also be keeping in touch with you during your college playing careers as your next chapter begins. But I want to say to you, good luck the remainder of this year. Bring that trophy back to Mays South, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on. We'll do this again. All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, from Mays South High School, my guest, Mr. Darius Felton. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we are going to give you the girls' scores from high school basketball. So don't you dare go nowhere. We are just now building up a head of steam on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. The State of Kansas number one podcast. Once again, shout out to my guest, Darius Felton, Butler County football commit, who, in my estimation, is just as good on the basketball court based on the game I seen last night, in which Mays South won over Mays High School, crosstown rival. Battle for Mays Road this year. So I guess it's safe to say that Mid South has the bragging rights in their undefeated season. So the first segment, we had the full court press, which were high school scores from the boys game. Now we're back with the full court press with the girls score. Hope you are enjoying your Saturday afternoon here in the state of Kansas on a rainy, dreary day, but hopefully my content is keeping you nice and dry. So now we're going to give you the girls score as Andale boat raced Augusta by the score of 63-30. Andale's Grimes set a school record with 6 three-pointers and had 27 points. A. Winter scored 16 points. Andover 39, Valley Center 20. Andover 36, Valley Center 29. Beloit 43, Ellsworth 31. Bishop Carroll 70, Wichita Northwest 47. Bishop Carroll's Leah Hinkey scored 15 points. Brooke Stephen 12, a long line of Stephen family looks like. And Bria Martin had 11, hitting 3 three-pointers. Northwest Audrey Lohman scored 13, hitting 3 threes in the second half. Teammate Kenzie Edwards hit 3 threes in the fourth quarter for 9 points. And Aaliyah Richard scored 11. Bueller 58, El Dorado 25. Cheney 47, Chaparral 23. Clearwater 41, Winfield 13. I know that can't be the correct score, but that's what it says. Cheney 47, Clearwater 14, Winfield 13. As Justine Berlin scored a game high 15 points. Elizabeth Tejaden had 10 assists, and Allison Clevenger scored 11. Conway Springs 41, Garden Plain 37. Melissa Ebenkamp scored 11 and had 10 steals in Conway Springs' win. Derby 44, Salina Central 30. Derby held Salina Central scoreless in the second quarter, allowing 1 field goal in the first half. Jaden Wilson led the Panthers with 12 points. Destiny Smith had 11 and Michaela Askew 10. Aspie Peckham scored 10 to lead Salina Central. Goddard 38, Arkansas City 36, Halstead 49, Larned 38, Haven 50, Lions 32. Sienna Dufresne scored 24 points and had 5 steals for Haven. And Avery Browner had 20 points, 11 rebounds in the win. Hutchinson 45, Salina South 39. Grace Posh scored 15 points to lead Hutchinson, and Kaya Smith scored 11 of her 14 in the final period. Hutchinson Central Christian 42, Pretty Prairie 31, Capon 74, West 5. Wow. Okay. Another game I had privilege of attending at the same venue of the second half. Mays South 45, Mays 19. So that game was a clean sweep for both the boys and the girls. Marysville 41, Abilene 31. McPherson 68, Collegiate 15. McPherson's Carter Alvord scored 26 points, hitting 6 of 7 from the 3. Teammate Rihanna Eldridge scored 11 points, hitting 3 of 3 from 3. Jayla McLeod and Jayla Thompson each had 4 steals. Julia Herman had 10 points for Collegiate. Newton 52, Campus 29, Smoky Valley 51, Nickerson 35, Southeast Saline 44, Chapman 31. Maddie Harris scored 15 points and hit 3 threes for Southeast Saline. There were also games on Thursday, so let's give you the scores from Thursday's game. Clearwater 48, Wichita Classical 27. Elizabeth Jayden scored 24 points. Justine Berling with 14, and Clearwater's win. Now, I do believe that that was the repeat of a score earlier. I remember mentioning that. But since it was printed, I went ahead and read it off anyway. But yeah, this the staff writer for this was Joanna Chadwick, who we say to her and her family, prayers and condolences are with the family during their time of grief and bereavement. We pray God's strength, give them the strength to make it through these times as they mourn the loss of a loved one. Reached out also to Coach Chadwick. Hopefully in the future we will get him on, but right now we pray that the family heals from the loss of their loved one. Once again, thank Joanne Chapman for her relentless work that she does with Bite Kansas and getting these scores out to us, and even putting, I don't call them stats, but letting us know who scored what and what they did. So Joanna, we want to say thank you for what you've done. You've been doing this for years. You're one of the most respected, I want to say, sports journalists or whatever you want to call yourself. You're one of the most well-respected people in the community for your work that you do with high school sports. And we simply say thank you. Also, once again, I want to thank my guest, Darius Felton, Player Spotlight from May South, for being on the train ride. We were going to try to get Sam Speck on, but scheduling would not allow it to happen, but we hope to get him on next week. We're going to line things up and hopefully get him on next week, as I do not have quite the full schedule next week that I had today. So what I'm going to do, since this is still basketball related, something that I normally don't do, take a look at Wichita State Shocker basketball as they went on the road today. And I guess it's safe to say that if you were a betting man, you probably lost money, because you were probably banking on Memphis and them being on home court to cover a spread. Well, Wichita State lost the game by the score of 63-65 after having a lead. That seemed to be a reoccurring theme. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you some highlights from today's game, and then we will come back and give you stats on how things played out. It may be kind of lengthy, but we're going to go ahead and give you these highlights.
Memphis has won 7 straight in the series against the Shockers, 9 of the last 10 in a series that dates back all the way to 1958. And now Memphis bringing it up the floor. Beautiful little backdoor in the interior defense as they turn it back. There was Dalen Original able to protect the rim. This is Fondland Beverly. Picks up his dribble in the corner. Nearly stolen by Jones. Rogers back to Beverly. Left open, and he hits. Loss at Tulsa on Wednesday night. A game that they blew a 15-point lead in the second half. As they work into the corner, that's a three. Rogers bangs it in from the corner.
I had all these numbers about how Wichita State shooting was killing them, and now they make threes on their first two trips.
Well, you know, in the last meeting, they made 13 of 25 threes.
He gets to the line. Jones, the southpaw, is going to let it fly. And finally gets the Tigers their first points.
In his shot selection, too, John, you could see it there. Was not in a hurry, used the up fake, and then got a really wide open three for himself.
Rogers dials it up from distance again.
That is a high release, man. That is a tough shot to really disrupt, because he gets good elevation and then releases it from such a high point.
He's back healthy. This is Poto, little deflection underneath Poto, guy who has started a bunch of games for this team. Now an 8-game losing streak. Haven't won in more than 6 weeks. This program that has really struggled to continue its upward trajectory is Malcolm Dandridge.
Worked on his body since last season and is able to catch and finish. Excellent attack. And the other thing, they're a new group. I mean, even though they were playing well early on, they're still made up of all new guys for the most part.
Fazeez Theme's shot quality score, it's an expected score purely based on the quality of shots each team has gotten. Every possession analyzed using shot quality's computer vision. Boy, nearly coughed it up. Poto gets it back.
Poto's got to take this one and get it swung. There you go. Get it to the other side. Just, oh, don't catch it cleanly, and you miss an opportunity for a shot. But he bails himself out by getting to the rim.
Shot clock at 9. Poto coming around a screen on the box. Dandridge, and it's poked away. Tomlin got a piece.
And those are just some of the highlights from the Wichita State-Memphis game. And what I'm going to do now is give you some stats, because there is just something that just does not add up. So let me just get you the rundown here. Wichita State loses again, 63-65. So at the half, Wichita State leads 30-24. However, Memphis wins the second half, 41-33, comes away with the 63-65 victory. So let's see how this all played out. So your leading scores, well, your scoring recap, player stats. Reginald, 3 rebounds, 3 points. Ballard, 5 rebounds, 8 points. Kobe Rogers, 2 rebounds, 19 points. Beverly, 10 rebounds, 7 points. Bijan Cortez, 1 rebound, no points. Bale, 2 rebounds, 8 points. Poto, 1 rebound, 6 points. Memphis players, you had Jones, 26 points, 6 rebounds. Tomlin, former K-State players, 6 rebounds, 10 points. Dandridge, 7 rebounds, 11 points. Quinterly, 6 rebounds, 3 points. Jaquan Walton, 6 rebounds, 8 points. Hardaway, 1 rebound, 3 points. Oh, Jourdain, 4 rebounds, 4 points. Young, 1 rebound, no points. Brown, 2 rebounds, no points. Cherenfant, 2 rebounds, no points. Hardaway, I guess this would be Hardaway Jr., 0 rebounds, 0 points. And Pierre, 1 rebound, no points. Now what I want to do is look at the team stats. As Wichita State, I'm going to run Wichita State's down first. Field goal percentage, they were 21 of 59, 35.6%. 7 of 18 from 3-point line, 38.9, so they almost shot at a 40% clip. Free throws. I always talk about the free throw disparity because that's where they lose a lot of games, that when you look at final margin scores. They were 14 of 20 for 70%. 33 total rebounds, 10 offensive, 23 defensive. 10 assists, 7 blocks, 9 steals, only, get this, 5 turnovers, 11 personal fouls. So they took care of the ball and they didn't foul as much. Now let's look at Memphis side. 24 of 64, 37.5 field goal percentage. So they were almost, Wichita State and Memphis were almost pretty much even in the field goal percentage. 3-pointers, Memphis was 8 of 19 for 42.1%. They still can scorch it from the three-point line, over 40%. They were 9 of 12 from the free throw line for 75%. They out-rebounded the Shockers, 45 to 33. 17 offensive, 28 defensive. 14 assists to Wichita State's 10. They, too, were having a block party, but Wichita State outdueled them 7 to 5 on blocks. 2 steals, only 2 steals. Wichita State had 9 steals. I know I'm already gave you their stats, but I want you to really see the comparison with the emphasis. Wichita State turned Memphis over 12 times. Memphis only turned them over 5 times. Memphis also fouled with a total of 15 personal fouls to 11 for Wichita State. So looking at those numbers, it just seems like something does not match up. And it didn't, because the score does not tell the effort that Wichita State put in. Seemed like it should have been 70-65 Wichita State's favor, because they took care of the ball, checked that off. They limited the fouls, checked that off. They came away with 9 steals, far more than what Memphis did, so something tells me they were playing defense. But this team has yet to learn to put together a full 40 minutes of basketball. There's still some basketball left, but you hate to say it this late in the season, because we just flipped the calendar to February. Before you know it, we're talking March Madness. Does this team have enough intestinal fortitude to flip whatever switch? Because right now their mentality, I believe, is this. They know that they can play with these teams, like the likes of a Memphis, the likes of a Florida Atlantic University. They've beaten SMU. The question isn't if they can play with them. The question should be, can they outplay them? Something to think about. Well, this has been another edition of A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Like I say, unfortunately, we couldn't get Sam Speck on the line, but we will work to get him next week. Or possibly whoever is calling the game on KGSO for next Friday's basketball game. But hope you have enjoyed today's show. I can't emphasize my guest, Darius Felton. Let's thank him once again for being on the show. Yes, we will definitely be doing some more Player Spotlight, some more Coach's Corner. Once again, prayers and condolences go out to the Chadwick family as they mourn the loss of a loved one. But until the next time, you take care of yourself and each other. Try to stay dry on this wet Saturday afternoon. This is your host and conductor bringing the train to the station, Anthony Smith, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. I'm out.
Today's podcast was sponsored by The Glass Man, located at 4411 West Central. Chip, crack, or just plain broken, bring your windshield by The Glass Man.